Timeless, Chapter 4, Crash, Hope, Remembrance. Luna sighed as she sat down, the ancient wooden doors closing seamlessly behind her.
So, how is he?
Celestia asked cautiously, the younger Alicorn then shrugging.
Distraught. It is like my first week when I returned. He is now aware of the crushing realization that every creature that he once knew, and called a friend, is long since gone. I don't believe that he was ever truly able to accept it, the reality being dulled in his own mind. I cannot help but remember my own turmoil with this issue, nor your response, which I gave to him. My own words failed me, sister.
Luna whispered, head shaking slowly as she continued, a tiredness now creeping into her voice.
He will recover, but for now he must come to terms with his loss. He is preparing one of his spells and said we will hear it when it activates, so you may inspect it for safety.
Luna was then quiet for a time, a forelimb rubbing against the other in thought.
You are pensive, sister.
Celestia mused, a simple nod greeting her words.
It is new to me. To be picked over you for something like this.
Luna whispered, prompting a wide grin from Celestia.
Comforting ponies. They usually look to you for such a thing. I am not as approachable. To have a pony see me as comforting, to request that I stay because I'm bringing him peace is... It's new. I'm not as soft.
A snort greeted Luna's words, Celestia shaking her head.
Oh, you most certainly are. However, I can see why the public may not see it. You simply don't have 1,000 years of curated...
The Solar Princess searched for the word as she waved a hoof, Luna then jumping in as she stirred the floor with a slight frown.
Tolerance for stupidity. I was going to say overwhelming patience when dealing with boneheads, but yes, you know that perhaps at times you may come off as too formal or forceful, but you're getting better at it.
A hoof then lifted Luna's chin, Celestia's beaming face split with a genuine smile.
But you're still one of the most caring and gentle individuals I've ever known. It just takes certain creatures to see that, and apparently shifting is one of them. If he finds comfort in your company, then he, at the very least, is able to see an honest glimpse of the pony that I know and love.
Luna's mouth began to curl upwards in a smile, a low hum then drawing the sister's attention.
I assume that is the spell.
Celestia mused, the pair making their way back into the casting room. As the doors opened, the pair could only stare at the spectacle in front of them. A massive white glowing rune filled every inch of the circular platform, complicated symbols dancing this way and that on consecutive inner circles that spun inwards towards the middle of the circular pattern. In the center stood Shifting Sands, three beams of blue arcane energy coursing through his body and then diving into the rune once again like the tributaries of a river.
In Luna, Lomen, in Vieno, in mi fiertas mean, domigo podeste fiercere, sed mandeand.
The stallion whispered, tapping a few smaller runes at the base of his hooves and sighing, sitting down with a few deep breaths. A few tears trickled down from his eyes even now, but seemed to slow as magical energy continued to course through the stallion and across his armor.
In the moon's light, I find my strength. For while I may fade, it shall remain.
Luna whispered, the ancient poem itching at the back of her mind. She had heard it once before, a rather long set of prose concerning the night. It was one of the few poems that praised the moon at the time instead of the horrors of eternal night.
This is a ley line connection rune, your highnesses, but I assume you knew that.
Shifting remarked softly, attention drawn to the two rulers.
This is the extent of the spell. It simply aids in meditating, feeling your own magic mix with that of the land. That's one of the few things that hasn't faded.
The stallion's words began to stutter, the pony turning away shamefully, as a few more tears fell.
As difficult as this is, I can finally feel more. At least I'm starting to. So, thank you. May I stay here, though, and perhaps then return to my guest quarters at a later time?
He asked, Celestia nudging Luna to take the lead.
You are most welcome, Shifting. And you are our guest, so you have mostly free reign of the castle, provided you stay within the mostly public areas. We will leave a medallion inside the door here for you, which will ensure that you won't be harassed by the guards.
Luna explained, noting how the pony's shoulders seemed to relax at the sound of her voice.
Take as much time as you need to adjust. We do have a proposal for you when you're ready, of how you may wish to occupy the time. but that can wait, and is not a request or order, merely an offer of help.
Shifting nodded, taking a few deep breaths.
I understand, thank you. I'll remain here for a time then. If it is permissible, how can I contact you? I do not wish to disturb either of you unless necessary, however, since I know you have many other duties.
We shall enchant the medallion with a communication spell, and leave a note of best times. It is likely that those times will overlap meetings with nobles, though, sadly.
Luna mused with a smile. The slight joke elicited the barest hint of a smile from Shifting, the stallion simply nodding.
We shall leave the peace, Shifting Sands.
Luna remarked as she and Celestia turned to leave. The Night Princess then paused, a gentle smile on her lips.
I don't believe that we ever formally thanked you for saving our life, so thank you, Shifting.
The stallion raised his head, bowing it briefly as a bit of life and determination slid into his eyes, pushing aside the sorrow for a time.
I would do it again in a heartbeat, Princess. I made a promise to you once, and I don't intend to break that.
We are glad to hear that. And Shifting, if it is just us, Luna's fine.
As the Alicorn left, she had to resist a giggle at the utter perplexed look that dawned on Shifting's face, but the genuine care in his eyes made her step seem all the lighter.
He hasn't left for 5 hours? No, Your Highness. We delivered some food as he requested, rather politely, I might add, and then let him be.
Luna sighed, nodding to the guards, as she trotted along the hallway. She wasn't used to dealing with the royal guards as much as her own, but with the Night Guard's skill and loyalty in jeopardy, it was a necessary precaution. The latter group is still undergoing a screening process, and only the newest of recruits have been processed after the traitorous attack. The individuals who hadn't undergone the mandatory magical and intensive personal interview were still confined to either the barracks or sent back home to Hollow Shades until they were summoned. As for her guest, Luna thought it would be best to check in on him. She found Shifting in the same position as before, with Leyline energy still coursing throughout his body as he sat on the spellcasting platform.
Oh, Your Highness.
Shifting began, brow then furrowing slightly. His eyes were closed, and a slight red tinge shone from under his eyelids.
Is everything well? I hope I haven't.
Shifting, everything is fine. We are simply checking in to see how thou are doing.
Luna interrupted, continually amused by the stallion's assumption of wrongdoing.
It's amusing, but it can be so self-destructive, so it's best if we provide a remedy for that as soon as possible.
I am both doing well and very, well, not so much.
The stallion remarked with a sigh.
I need a distraction, but I'm unsure as to what that may be. Meditation can only calm me for so long, and if I may impose, do you have a training area where I may exercise, practice strikes, combat techniques, and such?
Luna nodded, still regarding the pony with a curious gaze.
I would be happy to open up the Night Guard training grounds for you.
The stallion then chuckled, shaking his head. The laugh lacked the airy tone of previous utterances, this time carrying it with a bit of almost dark enjoyment.
Forgive me, but I don't think that would do. I would destroy the equipment rather quickly, as sturdy as it might be. I was hoping for something more durable.
The Night Princess couldn't help but smile now, nodding as she pulled some parchment out of the nether, scrawling a simple declaration before sending it on its way with a magical zap.
I have just instructed the current guards to open up some of the equipments in a usually cordoned off area of the training grounds. It is where I train whenever I have the time, and I think you'll find it adequate. However, the punching bags are meant to be shredded, and are easily repaired, replaced, and recycled, so fear not if that is the case.
Shifting nodded, an eager smile on his face as he stood. The runes around him vanished into mist, the stallion's eyes flickering red as he looked over to Luna. The tinge then vanished after Shifting took a deep breath.
Thank you, Princess Luna.
The Alicorn waved a hoof dismissively, gesturing to the door.
Just Luna's fine.
As they walked down the removed hallway, Shifting then paused, ears perking up in thought.
You mentioned that there was a proposal?
Luna blinked, nodding cautiously.
Yes, but we thought it would be best to wait for a time, at least a few days.
Shifting shook his head urgently, eyes beginning to glow an unnatural crimson once again.
Princess Luna, I would be very interested in what you have to say. I need a goal, something to occupy my time. Meditation is necessary, but I need a direction for the things that I'm feeling. Until this point, I've always wandered, guided by where my cutie mark sent me, but now, I feel as though I'm to be here.
Very well, but may I ask you something? Is this what causes the ailments of your eyes?
Luna ventured to ask, nodding at Shifting's words. She was not prepared to have the stallion nod, and then let out a hiss through his teeth.
Of course, it's the cause. What else could it possibly—
He caught himself with a sharp intake of breath, wincing slightly at his abrasive and furious tone.
Forgive me, Luna. There's a great deal of emotion simmering in my heart, and I'm struggling to keep it in check and respectful. That is why I requested the training grounds and kept myself away for the long hours. I do not wish to say anything disrespectful.
He admitted shamefully, ears flattening to a skull.
It is all right, Shifting. I will not take any offers too seriously. As to the proposal, it is rather simple. Eventually, I have other offers to make, but this may assist you in having a task. Although this is not a request, nor an order. This is an offer. From one pony to another.
Luna paused, and then smiled ever so slightly.
Or if you would like, from one friend to another. Or at least the beginnings of such.
The stallion's ears immediately perked up, the unicorn nodding briefly. Emotion swarmed across his face, shock, uneasiness, and then genuine thanks and warm acceptance.
A friend? I'd be privileged to be even seen as such, Luna.
The alicorn let out a huff, waving a hoof at his words.
You have saved my life and have been nothing but respectful to me and my sister. I would be glad to call you a friend, if not, then acquaintance. Now then, the offer is this. It has come to my attention that the night guards are woefully undertrained and unprepared for any event. That is in part due to trusting my traitorous captain with their training. Be it intentional or not, their training and readiness has suffered. I need a drill sergeant to get them back into shape, and I would like to extend that offer to you. For I can think of no creature better suited for the task.
Genuine shock plastered itself across Shifting's features, and then a flurry of emotions returned. This time, his eyes actually appeared to dampen briefly before the unicorn nodded, standing tall with a quivering smile.
I am honored by such a proposal, and I accept.
Luna blinked as they continued to walk, head tilting curiously.
So easily? I would have thought that that would want some time to think.
Shifting chuckled, a bit of darker emotion creeping through once again.
Your Highness, I have far too much time to think. Thinking is my enemy right now. All I can think about are those I've failed and those I've lost.
He paused, hoofs drifting to a stop as tears promptly flowed from his eyes.
Sorry, these rapid emotional shifts are... they're difficult.
The stallion whispered, taking a deep breath before walking a bit further, eyes starting to dry up.
I greatly appreciate such an offer, and I am eager to start, at least after my mind settles a bit, with a goal, a purpose. It makes coping with things a bit easier.
Luna nodded as they walked out of the castle proper, down towards training arena set inside the mountain itself.
We thought as much. When we first returned, my sister gave me quite a few tasks. I was not sure why she suddenly burdened me with such things until she sat me down and told me. I realized then that such duties, they helped me cope. Instead of the reality of my situation crashing down at once, it trickled through my duties and tasks. I hope that this can do the same for you. I will admit that my other motive is that my guards do especially need training, and you have clearly demonstrated the ability to get them back up to par.
Shifting smiled, bowing his head as they trotted down a long stone hallway, lit by magical torches that ignited as they passed.
I fully understand the dual purpose of such an offer, and I am still flattered by it. So, does that mean I am to be enlisted as a night guard, or...
The unicorn definitely didn't miss Luna's eyes sparkling as she grinned, the alicorn trotting along with a bit more spring in her step.
Aye, but if you recall, I never asked for you to renounce your lunar night vows either. However, first things first, Shifting Sands. You will be enlisted as a drill sergeant for my night guard, effective as soon as you are willing and able.
Nodding in understanding, Shifting grinned at seeing an old cavern open up before him, unspotting primitive but sturdy and well-used equipment dotting the domed room.
I am quite willing and able now, Luna. However, I don't trust my mental capacities as of yet. Until I do, I shall remain here training and meditating in the other room, with your permission.
He stated, trotting over to examine a pile of canvas punching bags and a pile of solid rocks next to them.
This is perfect, Princess Luna.
Shifting said, eyes beginning to glow red.
If I may be alone for a time, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you for opening up this facility to me. I feel it will make my adjustment much easier.
Of course, Shifting. My night guards may stop by the entrance, but I will instruct them to stay clear. The only ones present are new recruits, who may have gotten lost.
Thank you, Luna.
Shifting then turned to the punching bags and began to load up one with rocks.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
The unicorn growled, levitating the massive object to hang from a chain embedded into the stone ceiling. Luna hadn't heard that much anticipation in any pony's voice in a rather long time. I wonder how the room's gonna look after he's all done with it. Probably a very big mess, but at least he gets all that stress out of the way. Anyways, let's get on to our enchanting donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coulthard, Jay Tin Man, Darkside, Ponyman, and Gauntlet. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Dospo, Delta Omega, Jack Edge, RuneTython9852, Hunter Norman, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Ronin Wandering, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Sky Uchiha, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kitsune 9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Madman Stan, Tim Bob, Starlight Glimmer, Lightning Blitz, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Hunter Mara, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Rakow, Mystery CU, Edgar Garcia, One Kingdom One, Nissa Rusan, Vazuri, Dyslexic Character Sheets, Just a Random Boy, Hodrick Plinkart, A Crazy Person, Ponyman365, Neapolitan, 6 of 9, Shyfire, Stamp, and Dion Basseri. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.